And now your Federal News Radio DOD report, mornings at 40 minutes past the hour, brought to you by Dell. Members of the military are deploying every day to different places all over the world. The Navy trying to make that transition a bit easier by giving senior leaders an understanding of the cultural, economic, and political issues they'll encounter when they reach their destinations. Navy Captain Mark Huber is the program manager for the Regional Security Education Program at the Naval Postgraduate School. He tells us how the program works and how it has evolved since its creation about 10 years ago.
The Regional Security Education Program was created approximately 10 years ago, and its primary focus is to provide PhDs, professors in who have regional expertise. They are sent out to deploying naval forces to provide lectures on the historical context, the politics, the regional security concerns, and the economies of partner countries and the regions in which naval forces will operate. So there's a strong emphasis on regional expertise, and that is provided primarily for the senior leaders of those deploying naval forces. And there is also, as a matter of opportunity, a lot of engagement with sailors to provide them a cultural understanding of the areas in which they'll operate as well.
Are they going through this before they leave, or are they able to brush up with it when they're on the vessel? How does that work?
That's an excellent question. What we try to do, and what we succeed in doing, is providing just-in-time delivery of these programs. What we have found through experience is that the best possible, the most relevant programs are delivered en route to the operating areas. By virtue of being, of course, on U.S. Navy ships, the deployed area of operations can change while the ships are en route. So typically, we'll embark these teams of 3 to 5 professors in the home port of the ship just before it departs, and they will ride the ship en route to the operational area anywhere from 5 to 10 days, delivering lectures, seminars, providing question and answer periods for senior leaders and sailors. And by doing that en route, we ensure that the content of the program is most highly relevant for the area of deployed operations.
Why is this an important program now? You say it's been around for 10 years. Do you, from your experience, see its importance as growing, see it as being just as important as it's always been? Give me some historical context in light of the global situation we face today.
Well, the genesis of this program can be traced to the attack on the USS Cole. And following that attack, DOD commissioned a report assessing contributing factors to that attack. One of the recommendations that came out of that report was that the services, and in this case the Navy, should place greater emphasis on making sure that the situational awareness, as it was described, for the deploying units was improved. Part of that situational awareness is having a better understanding of the regional politics. So, beginning early last decade, the Naval Postgraduate School began delivering these professors to the deploying Navy units. And, of course, what we've discovered over the course of the last 10 years with the ongoing conflicts is that there has been growing demand for this type of service. In fact, over the last 5 years, we've gone from sort of proactively delivering these teams to the deploying units to a situation where they are contacting us themselves in advance, seeking out the service. Consequently, during this last five-year period, we have seen the number of programs that we've delivered has increased threefold, and the audience to which we deliver these programs has doubled.
Unbelievable. They're actually reaching out to you asking for more.
Precisely. It really is a great testament to the quality of the program that previous customers have come back and sought out the service well in advance of their deployments.
Leads right into my next question, which is about success stories. Do you have any for instances for us?
Well, we just recently sent a small team to the USS Iwo Jima, which is currently conducting humanitarian assistance operations in the Caribbean and Central and South America. And these types of missions, the humanitarian assistance missions, are crucial to developing partnerships around the globe. And the one that is going on aboard the USS Iwo Jima currently, Continuing Promise, Navy has counterpart humanitarian assistance missions that go on elsewhere around the world. Because there's such a significant amount of interaction between the host nation nationals, whether they be civilians, civic leaders, or military-to-military engagement, it's really important that our Navy leaders and our sailors understand what the political context is in which they're operating, the sensitivities to host nation nationals, and the small team that we recently sent, the USS Iwo Jima, received absolutely rave reviews from the commander of that mission, Commodore Negus, who said that it was a really important factor in making sure that they could navigate the strategic environment of those areas.
As programs stick around for a while and they generate a legacy, they also tend to evolve. Is there anything you have seen evolve within this program?
Well, I will say that one significant evolution of the program was initially the program focused mostly on delivering professors from the Naval Postgraduate School itself. And that is very good because we have a very strong cadre of regional experts who teach at the Naval Postgraduate School on regional politics. But as demand has sort of eclipsed the capacity of our own faculty to deliver the program exclusively, we have had to reach out to trusted academics, the leading experts from across the country and other universities to contribute to the program as well. And so that has turned out to be a very welcome attribute to the evolution of this program, is bringing in leading experts from the rest of the country in order to address the burgeoning demand for this type of educational service.
Is there anything others might need to know about getting involved in this program one way or another?
Well, certainly we welcome all inquiries from folks in the United States Navy. It's also interesting, and going back to your question about the evolution of the program, is that we have seen requests come in from other services as well, particularly the U.S. Army. And as a result of that, the Naval Postgraduate School has developed a separate program to serve U.S. Army units that are deploying to areas around the world. So certainly we are open to all requests for services, and we can respond very quickly when we need to. For example, we received a request from a SEAL unit just last week asking for a program today, and we're very proud of the fact that we were able to deliver the program today on such short notice.
And that's Navy Captain Mark Huber. He's the Associate Dean of the School of International Graduate Studies and the program manager for the Regional Security Education Program at the Naval Postgraduate School. Read more and hear the full interview at federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive. Tune in for your DoD report mornings at 40 minutes past the hour, brought to you by Dell on Federal News Radio 1500 AM.